Amazon 5-star Theater presents Real Customer Reviews, performed by Ed Helms. Tonight's review, Tactical Jacket. I was living a simple life. Didn't get out much. Then, I bought this jacket, and everything changed. Women came flocking to me from lands domestic and foreign. On the 245-day sailboat voyage home, I was attacked by a shark. I knew it was the jacket he was after. Giving up the jacket in exchange for my life. 5 stars. Amazon customer 69. Shop the perfect gift this holiday on Amazon.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they went to a Titanic
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Dibbit. And they weren't expecting a voice in the dark to whisper, "Leave."
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, it sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would really like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to be a premium subscriber, sign up for that. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is in Las Vegas today.
I am in Las Vegas today. And this morning, I took my granddaughter, Charlotte, out for a walk. It was pretty early, maybe 7 or something. But for, you know, Las Vegas, that's really
pretty
early.
Quiet.
Yeah, it was pretty quiet. And we walked a few blocks. I'm staying kind of on the end by the Stratosphere this time. I've never done that. So this is kind of an interesting area for me to... It's across the street from the new Fontainebleau. This is a Hilton thing that I'm staying in. Anyway, walked up the street to see Circus Circus. Now, I didn't go in. Oh, I think I will. Okay. But just from the outside early this morning, you guys, that place is haunted AF.
You know, there have been reports of hauntings in Circus Circus.
Yeah, and I looked it up because I was like, no way this place. Number one, I can't believe it's still standing. That's number one. But number two, it's so creepy. Like, I don't know, but I think, you know, times change. Our ideas of what's funny and cute change. And that becomes something else. Like, clowns from the 1960s are creepy. And maybe we can blame Stephen King for that. I don't know. But when I was a child, I was on the Bozo the Clown show. And I actually went down with Bozo to play a game or whatever. I do not remember being afraid of him. But I can tell you what, now if Bozo the Clown showed up, I'd think, that's just creepy, right? And that's what these clowns look like, that weird 1960s man who puts on this makeup and this wig and he's just weird, right? And so I thought, no way this place isn't haunted. It's just so creepy. So I looked it up, and apparently there have been many, many hauntings at this place. There is one room in particular where the at least the story goes, the legend that a mother killed her son and then killed herself, so a murder suicide. I always look at that and go, yeah, maybe, or maybe they were killed, who knows? But at any rate, apparently that the little boy kind of roams the halls. Some people have seen the mother and the boy holding hands and walking down the hall, asking if they've seen Robert. And then, of course, they just disappear, or however it went. So there's that story. There's other stories about so a couple men down in the kitchen that people that are working see from time to time. Lots of objects moving, furniture rearranging, things like that go on there. So lots of activity's been reported from Circus Circus. I thought that was interesting, but not surprising from looking at it. So I am going to go into it and maybe do a bit of video and shoot up there. But I sent Carol a couple pictures I took this morning, and I think, and she looked at it and went, man, nothing has changed.
See, but I stayed there in the 80s probably.
It said it was built in 68.
And I didn't pick up on anything creepy when I was there, but it didn't seem creepy then. It was like back then it was kind of a big deal.
Well, and it was not that old, right? But now it's like it is just weird. I do want to just go down there and go in and do a little bit of pictures and videos inside of there.
Do it.
So, yeah.
Oh my
But
God,
tell
you
me,
must.
but tell me about this Titanic thing,
Okay,
because
so
you and I visited.
here's the thing. I put together some, as I said I would, some Las Vegas stories. I went through the archive and I found a couple great ghost stories that happened in Las Vegas. So the first one happens at the Titanic exhibit that was there at one time, and you and I actually went to that Titanic exhibit.
We did.
Let me
Now, I
see.
do remember just an inherent creepiness with it because you're looking at objects from the Titanic.
Right. And I remember having some weird vibes when I was there because you're looking at a lot of potential haunted objects, and why wouldn't they be? Because there was so much tragedy. There was all this emotion. These people are so excited. They're crossing the Titanic, and you've got these different classes of people. So they're all being treated differently on top of it. And then the ship is sinking. The band is still playing. It's just this weird, weird, horrific accident that happened. So I could see why there would be haunted objects. So I found a story that haunting that happened at that Titanic exhibit in Las Vegas.
Oh my gosh.
So here's a story. It says in October of 2012, that might have been around the time that you and I were out
I would
there.
say, because it's been about, yeah, sure.
Might be. My childhood best friend flew out to spend 2 weeks with me in Arizona. We'd been friends since we were kids, and this trip was all about adventure. Our plan was to visit as many haunted houses as possible. We made it through 13 of them in just 10 days. That's good. Along the way, we decided to take a detour to Las Vegas. She'd never been before. I figured it would be the perfect haunted carnival cherry on the top of our spooky road trip. While wandering through Mandalay Bay, we stopped at the aquarium, and that's when we discovered something unexpected, a Titanic exhibit. Both of us are huge history buffs, so we were all in. We bought our tickets, noticed there was a special ghost tour. We never noticed that.
No.
It was scheduled that evening. So we thought, perfect, a blend of history and hauntings. That night, we showed up for the tour, but it turned out the ghost tour wasn't exactly what we had imagined. It was basically the last tour of the night with a guide who told little stories as we went along. Things like, this picture supposedly falls off the wall every night, or this spot is always cold. It was corny, but we didn't mind. The artifacts themselves were fascinating. Personal items, dishes, fragments of the great ship that had once rested on the ocean floor. Halfway through the exhibit, my friend and I fell behind the group. We wanted to read every plaque, every inscription, and really take in the history. Before we knew it, the group had moved on and we were alone. Toward the end of the exhibit, we came to a room designed to look like the ship's deck. To enter, you went through a swinging door with a portal window. And to exit, there was another door just like it on the opposite side. To the right, the wall was built to resemble the side of the ship with glowing windows. To the left, there was a railing that looked out onto total blackness, an illusion of the endless Atlantic night. Tiny lights above and around us mimicked stars. It was eerie and beautiful at the same time. We lingered there, talking about the Titanic and the people who had been aboard that night. After a while, we realized no one else had come through. The voices of the group had faded. It dawned on us that we were probably the last guests in the exhibit. We continued into the next room, one with a large block of ice you could touch and a short film looping on the screen. Again, we were completely alone. We chatted quietly until out of the corner of my eye, I saw something move. When I turned, there was an older man standing nearby. Neither of us had heard him enter. There was no way he could have slipped in through the doors without us knowing. He just stood there looking at us silently and before turning and walking out through the exit hallway. We exchanged nervous laughter, the kind you use to convince yourself nothing's wrong. So we followed the hallway into the next room where the soft music played over another video, and in the center was a glass case filled with dishes recovered from the seafloor. We were studying the artifacts when a deep male voice suddenly filled the room. It was so loud and so close it felt like it was right in my ear. Leave. It was drawn out and deliberate, like leave. We both froze. I looked across the room at my friend. Did you hear that? What did you hear? She asked. We were both in shock, trying to rationalize it. And I said, maybe it's some kind of effect. But even as I said that, I knew it wasn't. The voice hadn't come from any particular direction. It was everywhere at once. There was no echo, no static, no electronic distortion. It was as if someone had leaned in close and whispered directly in my ear. My friend's expression changed completely. She was staring over my shoulder. Color was draining from her face. I turned around and there was that man again. He didn't say a word. He looked at us, backed away, disappeared down the hallway. We stood there frozen for maybe 2 seconds before pure instinct kicked in and we left. The hallway felt impossibly long, and by the time we reached the final room, the one that held the largest recovered piece of the Titanic's hull, we were practically running. We burst through the exit into the gift shop, startled the employees and a few remaining customers. One of the workers looked alarmed and asked what was wrong. Between nervous laughter and shaky words, we told them what had happened, about the voice, the old man, and how we must have scared ourselves silly. He said, "Wait, you saw an old man, white hair?" We nodded. He called over the tour guide. They both looked at each other. Finally, the guide said, "That's impossible. The oldest employee working here is a woman in her 40s. There's no one here who even matches that description." They also confirmed that what we really had been the last guests in the exhibit. Apparently, they let people stay as long as they like, even if it means keeping the staff late. But that night, no one else had stayed. They added that there were no loudspeakers or microphones anywhere in the exhibit and no cameras in those sections either. While we stood there processing all that, they sent another employee through the exhibit to check. A few minutes later, she came back and said it was completely empty. I cannot say for sure what we experienced that night, but whatever it was not normal. If it was something paranormal, then maybe that man didn't want us there. One thing's for certain, next time I visit the Titanic exhibit, it'll be in the middle of the day, surrounded by plenty of people. That was from April. That would scare the crap out of me.
Well, you know, my first thought was, well, was it just some, you know, how they try to round everybody up at the end of the evening to get them out the door, you know, and, but they wouldn't just say leave in such a nasty way. They'd say, this exhibit is closing in 20 minutes, you know, or whatever.
Well, and because they didn't have an employee that fit the description.
Right.
So, but even if it was an employee, they wouldn't just go, leave.
Well, exactly. And that's why I was like, if they were trying to tell people it's time to wrap it up, they would have done it in a nice, pleasant way over the intercom system.
And that didn't happen.
No, but I do remember, and because this has been quite a while ago that you and I went to it, there was a creepy element to it.
Mm-hmm.
There really was.
Well, and it bothered me because
I didn't have to say anything. But
you know, you're looking at this mass casualty event that happened.
Yeah.
And now we're touring what remains of that ship. Like they brought things up from the floor of the ocean. And it's like, we're looking at it. We paid money to get in and look at these items. It felt weird.
It was odd. Yeah.
Yeah. But I really enjoyed it at the same time.
Yeah.
And I think they handed you a card and you were like that person on the ship.
Yeah. There was
if
that.
I remember right. Oh, and at that night tour, they might not have done that. It was just like, go look through it. And they were doing exactly what you and I would do, like taking our time, going through it, looking at all the stuff because of the history of it.
And it is not uncommon for you and I to fall behind a group.
Oh, my God, no.
Right.
Once I got ahead of the group in Elvis's house. And I was the first one in during the day. I was there for a St. Jude event when I was working in radio. And so they took a bunch of us there, and I had a flight. So I thought, oh, I'll go there, and if I can get in the first tour. And sure enough, I was able to get in there. And everybody else was such a big Elvis fan that they were all like on a pilgrimage in my group. And I was kind of like, yeah, this is interesting. You know, I'm looking around and go to the next room. This is interesting. And it was kind of a show yourself. You didn't have a tour guide with you. So you just kind of wandered through. I think I had a brochure. Yeah. And I got to the jungle room and I'm like, I had a weird vibe. And I turned around like to acknowledge it to someone. And I realized I was in there by myself. And it was a weird feeling because there was nobody. I'm like, I'm in the jungle room all by myself.
Yeah.
It was kind of strange. And so, so I get how you can get away from your group. So I don't know. I thought that was an interesting story because I don't think that was an employee.
Yeah.
So
I think there still is a Titanic exhibit here. I looked it up and I think you can still do one. I think it's at the Luxor. That's a 2-for-1 because the Luxor is haunted just on its own.
Sure so, is. Yeah.
So if you really want to do something haunted, stay a couple nights at Circus Circus and then go down the strip to Luxor for the night and go to the Titanic exhibit. You'll do a trifecta of hauntings.
Do all of it.
Yeah.
Well, here is another Las Vegas story. And it said, I wanted to share something that happened to my daughter and me during a trip to Las Vegas a few months ago. We stayed at, and I don't know when, I didn't pay any attention when this story was sent. It was out of our archives.
Okay.
It says, we stayed at the Westgate Hotel, the one that used to be the Hilton, for 2 nights while attending a concert. We've stayed in plenty of hotels before, but this was the first time anything truly strange ever happened to us. It started the first night. The alarm clock in our room kept turning on by itself. We'd come back from being out for a while and find the radio blasting at full volume. First, I thought maybe one of us had accidentally set it wrong, but it kept happening again and again till we finally got so frustrated that we unplugged it completely and left it that way for the rest of the trip. Then came the issue with the key cards. We were given 2 when we checked in. One worked, the other didn't. I brushed it off as a front desk mistake. I didn't think much of it. Same night, things got strange. I was getting ready for bed, watching the news. Turned on the TV, set the remote on the bed, went to take a shower. When I came back, the remote was gone. I looked everywhere, under the covers, on the floor, behind the nightstand, nothing. Then as I was looking, a message popped up on the screen, and then this is in quotes, the TV will turn off in 180 seconds. That is a really strange thing. I have never seen anything like that. That stopped me cold. Someone had to press a button for that to happen, but the remote was missing. I asked my daughter if she had moved it, but she barely looked up from her phone. No, she said, I haven't touched it. We tore the room apart for half an hour and never did find it. Finally, I gave up and said, you know what? It'll probably show up on the last day we're here. That night before bed, I took off my watch, set it on the dresser next to me, same place I always leave it. When I woke up the next morning, it was gone. I thought maybe it fell, but when I looked, I found it sitting neatly on the dresser next to the TV. I didn't move it. My daughter was still asleep. On the last day, we decided to give one last effort to find the missing remote. We searched everywhere, moved furniture, checked every corner, but nothing. Instead, I found something else, a hotel key lying behind the dresser. I figured it must have belonged to a previous guest. I even joked to my daughter, wouldn't it be funny if this worked for our door? So I tried it, and it did. That's when my stomach dropped. I never took our keys out of my purse except when opening the door, and I always put them right back. So how did our key end up behind the dresser? And we never did find the remote. I've stayed in plenty of hotels in my life, but I've never had a TV remote vanish or a key card mysteriously move across a room. Strangest stay I've ever had. Anna. That is really weird. You've got the remote in your... And you know, that has happened to everybody. You have your remote in your hand, and then you're like, dang it, I just had it. Where is it?
Oh, Lord. How often do you look for a remote? Right. Once a week? Twice a week?
Because sometimes it goes between the cushions on the sofa, or it's underneath a blanket that you're laying on. But a hotel, it can only be so many places.
and they really look for it. Exactly. And it's odd to me that the watch ended up over by the TV. Like, what's with the TV?
And the hotel key, another person staying in the hotel, the whole idea behind that kind of key is to keep someone who's been there before from coming back. You know, that key becomes invalid after checkout time.
And yet it worked.
Yeah. And the one they had didn't.
There's the creepy thing. Do you go, did somebody else get in the room?
And why would they get in the room and drop their key behind the dresser?
And care about the remote.
Exactly. And like, who would
get in the room and think, man, I am going to fuck with them. I am going to take that. I'm going to get into their room and take their remote and throw the key away and run out or whatever. It's just bizarre.
Well, and good thing they were in Las Vegas, because then they probably didn't need the TV because they're out having fun all the time.
So much fun, right? Yeah. So I hope that the concert was good and they had a good time with that. But she's right. That was odd.
I think the room was haunted.
Yeah.
I don't know what else it could be.
What else would just be moving stuff around? Kind of a poltergeist just messing with you.
Prankster ghost. Mm-hmm. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear it. Call it in. If you want to leave us a voicemail, call 855-853-4802. Write it down by going to realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive, sign up on Apple Podcasts or sign up on patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Extra value meals are back. For just $5, get a savory and sweet sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddles, plus hash browns and a coffee. Only at McDonald's.
For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills. Accelerate your team's impact and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it sippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Four seasons greetings.